And did you pick up any new hobbies during your 2 weeks of lockdown?
I think I pick up too much sleep, I guess.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series. Every Monday, we'll be connecting with Italian wine people. Join us to find out what they're doing and drinking today.
2, 3, action! Mr. Bombana,
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
The measures in Hong Kong is that I need to enter the restaurant with my mask.
Yeah, now we check your temperature. Please check the temperature we can go ahead and remove your mask.
That would be 36.3.
Perfect.
That's fine.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, good. Thank you so much. So, Mr. Bombana, you had quite an adventure. When you returned back from your holiday, you had difficulties to come back to Hong Kong.
Yeah, they canceled my flight. They make me go to Zurich to catch another flight. Going to London. London, I had to stay with my son, because my son, my daughter, go to university there.
So how long did you stay in London?
I stayed almost 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
In Cheltenham.
So 3 weeks of self-quarantine in the UK with your son and daughter?
Yes.
Oh, what did you do during that time?
Oh, just wake up. If my son had some work to do in the university, otherwise think about what to do lunch and dinner. That's it. What to cook lunch and dinner.
So your children had a 3-star Michelin chef at home for lunch and dinner.
Yes.
For 3 weeks in a row. That's a pretty good service. A la casa.
Yeah, a casa, si. Because it's always fun, because you go to the market, you see, one time you see cod fish, one side you see the beef, one side you... Every day I do different protein, different pasta, vegetable.
So during that time, did you experiment some new recipes,
some new
concept, new ideas? What did you do?
No, for me, it's interesting to see his point of view. No?
Yes.
He's 19, he has a different mindset than mine. So I want to catch his thinking. We give number to the 1 to 10, to the food we try, the wine we drink, what he thinks. And funny enough, maybe my mind is set up, I know technically flavor and everything, but more or less we achieved similar point.
What do you mean? You each cook the same dish?
No, what we do, we cook something. Okay. And then we give...
each other scores?
No, each other scores. We give a score to the dish.
Okay.
From 0 to 10.
Okay.
If it come out very good, maximum we give is 9 points.
I see.
Usually it's between 7 and 9.
I see.
And so we do it for the wine. And
and also the wine, you told me that you tasted many, many new wines that you had never tasted before.
Well, first of all, when I'm at the restaurant and I like some wine, I tell my sommelier, okay, buy one case and then I bring home. And then at home I have so many wine. So I had the chance to try all the wine I had there, and then it was a very nice situation because he liked to drink, so I like to drink, and then so we taste the wine. Every day a different bottle. When I am at home, if I don't taste some good wine, I feel something missing.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So we had the chance to open the whole bottle and enjoy for ourselves.
And did you pick up any new hobbies during your 2 weeks of lockdown?
Yeah, I think I pick up too much sleep, I guess.
this short TV series in Italy called Nonna. I think it's known, I'm not so sure. And she had advice on what to do during the quarantine. And do this and do that. And she was very funny. You don't know this, Nonna? And then she said, actually, catch up on your sleep, because most of you are underslept.
That's right.
And so I think it's a good
advice. That's
a good
very
one,
good advice.
Yeah.
Sleep is very healthy for relax your brain and everything.
To have better
ideas. We are too tense, especially in Hong Kong, where everything moves so fast.
Yes. But here in Hong Kong, for us, the measures are a little bit different than what we find in Europe. And also, the so-called lockdown is different. But We have to do the quarantine, and the quarantine is actually monitored very, very tightly, because here in Hong Kong, they have been very, very strict for these quarantine measures. Yeah. First, we need to wear this bracelet, we need to download an app from the internet, and we are monitored constantly by a huge army of volunteers. They want to know where you are, they want to know that you are in the home, and if they feel from your movement that you're not in home, they call you and they ask you, where are you? Take your temperature, give us your data.
That's right. But, you know, I think you have to do this one for society, you know, to respect the other people. So my wife, you know, buy the food for us. I have plenty of wine at home, so I didn't miss much, honestly.
Yes.
We had fun at home.
Yeah, in fact, I think these measures, this is what is helping us to be close to each other today and to feel relatively safe in Hong Kong at this moment. Eh?
Well, it's 14 days, we have zero cases in Hong Kong.
Zero local cases.
Of course, some imported ones. But when they come to the airport, they test it right away at the airport.
Yes.
And you have to wait at least 8 hours to get the result. In case you are positive, you go to the government structure and you stay there 14, 21 days until you are negative.
Exactly.
And still people, even if they are negative, they still need to do the 14 days at home or hotel, even if you are negative. You know?
Of course, yes.
So I think they did the right...
They implement it slowly, step by step.
Yeah, that's step
by
step.
A very good measure that today we can feel safe.
We feel safe. You know, quite honest, now 14 days, everybody in the street wearing still a mask, you know, we take the measurement, we have the alcohol, the disinfectant everywhere, we wash hand. We know
each table must be 1.5 meters.
Yeah, 1.5 meters, cannot get close.
Yes.
At this stage, no more than 4 people each table.
Yes.
They will change to 8 in, I think, end of this week.
Yes.
Something. And I think the measurement, they are quite good here, because it allowed us to do the business in a safe way.
Yes. I think these are good examples. I think, you know, government around the world should study the success case stories. And I think Hong Kong is definitely a success story. How do you maintain the security of your team? How to make sure that you feel confident your team is healthy and that they are safe to serve everyone here in the restaurant? How do you do?
Okay, you know, first of all, in Hong Kong, we have some kind of knowledge how to do, because during SARS and then we have the chicken flu, we had a few cases, so they know exactly what to do. Most important, what I did for myself, I put a sink at the entrance of the kitchen. Everyone who come in the kitchen, they wash hands
automatically.
They know already, you know, everybody is washing hands.
Okay.
And then Hong Kong people, they know if they touch the elevator, if they touch you, they touch the surface, they need to clean the hand, either washing or put the alcohol if you don't have a sink around. And then very important not to touch your eyes, nose or mouth, you know. So we already know, we take taxi, we open the door, we know we need to disinfect because we touch something.
Yes. So here at your restaurant, so after your lockdown for 2 weeks, basically, you were able to come back to the restaurant, and you told me last time we spoke together that actually here the restaurant did some pretty good turnover.
Yeah,
and
we
were quite successful.
You know, going to the restaurant is a pleasure. It's a treat, you know.
Of course.
You cannot stay home and cry all the time. At a certain moment, you need to go out and do your social life and talk to your friend, go out with your wife, and you know, you have to change a little bit. Even now, you know, you cannot fly, you cannot go to Singapore, you cannot go to Europe, you cannot go to America. So what do? You cannot stay home. I think restaurant is a great place to get close to your friend, to eat, to So I think luckily, and then I can see the turnout we have in the restaurant. We are very happy, and the guests are very happy to come out a bit, you know. I had some guests saying to me, "Ah, chef, you know, the first restaurant we go out is your place. I come back from there, the first restaurant is your place." We have to encourage to go out a little bit.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
In Italy, was becoming very interesting. A lot of curiosity about the food, the wine, I suddenly stopped. But you know, you cannot change your lifetime. And I said to my colleague, a restaurateur in Italy, in June or July, people will start to go out.
Yes.
You know, this is now a strike. Yes. You know, where you meet your best friend, where you meet, where you take your, where you do your business, in the restaurant, where you wanna bring your girlfriend to impress her, in a great restaurant. Is it part of our life? So I say to all the people in Italy, go out, it's safe, and of course you take your measurement, bring your alcohol, clean your hand, whatever you touch, and I mean, it's quite safe, you know.
In Italy, we love to kiss each other, but we also love to go to the aperitivo and have a bowl of patatine, yeah, and exchange and this and that. So these habits must change.
Must change.
This is not a bad thing. This is actually, in Hong Kong, you see, we didn't even shake hands together. We know it's safe, but somehow we know also that at this moment is not the time to do it.
Yes.
And it's fine. We like each other anyway. We feel comfortable with each other anyway. No, like you said before, in some way we had SARS 17 years ago, and after that we had the bird flu, as you said. Then we had the swine flu, as you said, and then we had other issues. And so for us, maybe now we are a little bit aware. I think this is what's going to happen in Europe.
Yeah, that's right.
And people will slightly be more conscious, and then things will get slowly back to normal, but in a very good way. I think we should not be so desperate at this moment.
We should not be. And I know it's a new thing for especially Europe. I think we need to get used to. We don't have to change our lifestyle. We don't have to change our entertainment, our enjoyment, our pleasure with friends and family. Yes. So just take some precaution, and then it's gonna be fine.
Yes, you know? Exactly. I remember I spoke to some friends actually this weekend, and we were speaking that for us we were more scared during SARS then we were scared during this crisis.
Yes.
Most people tell me that this crisis, it was not unexpected, and most people told me they knew what to do. And so therefore they were much less scared, and they were more willing also to wear the mask.
Yes.
During the SARS, me, I never wear the mask at all. I was too tough for this. I thought I was too macho. But this time, as soon as I returned back from Europe, I wore the mask immediately, because it was also a question of respect to each other.
Respect to each other.
Respect to the local community, but also respect to each other to make sure that, you know, I support you, you support me.
That's right.
And so that feeling of cooperation suddenly became something that helped us very much in this crisis. And it helped us feel less safe, more safe now than we felt during SARS, because SARS was very scary. Mm. You were here also.
Yeah, I was here. Well, that moment, you know, at the peak, we had 50 deaths every day almost.
Yes,
50,
yes,
60,
yes.
Then 40, 30.
But for a small place like Hong Kong, that was really scary.
That was very scary. And then only with this coronavirus, we only had
four deaths in total.
Four deaths in total. I mean, we are almost 10 million people here.
Yes.
It's not such a big deal.
Well, I'm glad you survived your journey back from Italy to Switzerland, a few days in Switzerland, after that to the UK, 3 weeks in the UK, and finally back here, 2 weeks,
two weeks
in quarantine.
Yes.
And now back in the saddle.
Yes, I'm very happy.
Things slowly picking up in terms of normality in Hong Kong.
And then, you know, you think about it. You know, when you are so stressed, I have so many things to do, and then suddenly you don't do anything and you wish to go back to work, you wish to be busy, you wish to be active. So, you know, stepping back and look at things, sometimes it's good. You appreciate when you have things to do.
Yes, so
I think...
In fact, I'm so surprised to read the newspaper, the news. So many people last December and January hated their jobs, but now they are...
They love it.
They are screaming to go back to work.
That's right. And so go back to normal life.
Exactly. Well, this is super, Mr. Bambana.
Thank you so much. And
we will be back here, yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. And thank you for everyone in Italy. And hopefully we're going to get better all over the world.
Absolutely, I'm sure of it. Thank you.
See you next Monday for another Virtual Wine Journey Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series.